Fax home there for many, many years. And in fact, in this case, the home that is there was a Nanticoke home placed in 1977.
I need to read it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Case number 9510, Joan E. Malice, northeast of Route 1, northeast of Bryan Drive, being lot 149. Within Midway Estates Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Again, this home was placed in 1977, a Nanticoke home. The encroachment side yard setback violation was found. It is supposed to be 10 feet from the sideline. In one line, it is 9.7 feet. This home was in the same family from 1977 until May of 2005. No surveys were done in that period of time. The home was sold in May of 2005, and sure enough, that's when the problem was found. Having existed almost 30 years at this point, again, I won't say impossible. It's not impossible to cut inches off a home, but it's extremely impractical. Hardship for my client. It's been there for a long time without any objection from neighbors, and with, more importantly, without causing people problems, I think. And for that reason, in this case, I would ask that this variance be approved.
Why has this one taken so long to get here, Mr. Schaub, if the last sale was May of 05?
Oh, that's because of me. I'm here for four. I tried to save them up so I can bring several at a time. Actually, that was a big mistake on my part because it was $150, I think, to file the variance request in May of 05. So I personally have paid for this delay.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Gordon? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, in the case of 9510, make a motion we approve the 0.3 foot variance from the required 10 foot setback, because it is a minimum variance. I believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood since it's been there for so long.
Okay, I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9510. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Did we just turn it off? I can talk about that. Or did you turn the mic off?
I turned it around.
You have to bear with me. I think I can holler better than you want to hear that all night, right? I have a motion, Dad.
Dale, I think she adjusted it down here, so I think
we
might be all right now.
Okay, we'll try it again. Let's see. I didn't do it.
Right. Okay. Case number 9511, David T.